This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witts and it's great to be with you for Morning Devotions. One of the sad things about getting older is, I guess, the fact that depression can be a really big problem. Now, many older adults may experience loss. Health is one thing, isn't it? Or maybe their sons and daughters and family move on. The majority of seniors, we call them, cope with those losses fairly well without becoming what we call clinically depressed. But if an older person becomes depressed, or that depressed mood lingers for a long time, it can and often is, you know, diagnosed as clinical depression. So let me say that depression is not a normal part of getting old. It's often goes overlooked and not treated, and those who know say the symptoms are often missed when there are other illnesses that come on older people. Well, I think it's sad to know that suicide is more common in older adults than in any other age group. Certainly in America, for example, about 20% of the nation's suicides in that country occur among those who are 65 and older. I don't have the figures for here in Australia. Very sad and tragic. It doesn't have to be that way, because we know today that whatever age you are, clinical depression can be treated successfully. They say in about 80% of all cases. Depression, we've talked about this before in the program, is one of the most treatable of all mental illnesses. So there's lots of stigmas and misinformation around. I thought I would just briefly talk about this morning about depression among older people. Perhaps the husband or wife has died, or a long-term friend has died. And that can be, of course, a shattering experience. It's natural, of course, to grieve over a loss like that. But it may be clinical depression rather than bereavement if the normal period of grief goes on and on. And normal grief, they say, usually resolves in about 12 months. So those who are grieving can often find others to talk to. And there are widowed persons group. Of course, there are those that can get together, perhaps in a morning tea or afternoon tea, and just share their experiences of grief and loss. And that could be a lovely thing for those who are older. But if grief is accompanied by other things, for example, the inability to accept what has happened, that someone has died, or there's intense emotion years after that person has died, or if that person is unable to really function at the usual level, or perhaps if you're in that boat, you might feel that you're worthless, you can't sleep, and indeed your weight certainly has plummeted. Now, talking to friends and family and ministers at the church can often give people the support they need. And we all need support at different times of our lives, but those who have clinical depression, such support is really no substitute for a professional health person. And, of course, there are many things that can help these days. So the nature of this clinical depression in older people makes it difficult for that person to get motivated. They perhaps feel they've got no energy. They don't know where they're going to find treatment. And that can mean that friends and family need to take an active role in helping that person, not only by expressing their concern, but by perhaps guiding that depressed person to get some help and evaluate their own situation. So whilst most people, as I said, experience the blues of some kind, there are those who suffer from clinical depression. So I think it's a good thing to watch out if your mum or dad or relation is experiencing prolonged depression. Remember to find help. And also, you know, there's a very interesting part of the Bible, Psalm 71, and this was written by someone who was actually getting old. And this is the prayer in Psalm 71. "You've taught me, Lord, ever since I was young, and I still tell of your wonderful acts. And now that I'm old and my hair is grey, O God, do not abandon me, but with me I proclaim your power to all generations. Do not reject me now that I am old," says verse 9, "and do not abandon me now that I am feeble." And that, of course, is the prayer of an older person in Psalm 71. So why don't you have a look at it sometime, and may God bless you. Everlasting Father, we praise you for the joy of a cool breeze to refresh us, often in the heat of the day. We know that breezes, Lord, well, they just last for a moment. They come and they go. But your love for all people is from everlasting to everlasting. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.